This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for hour number two. And 5-Minute University. So it looks like the new schedule will be, for the foreseeable future, 45 minutes to 1 hour of Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren. Dr. Norm Shealy's son, sometimes with Dr. Norm Shealy joining in. And depending on whether Dr. Shealy is available, whether he's doing research, whether Dr. Sergey's in his vehicle traveling from the hospital back home, depends on circumstances, so whether Dr. Shealy will be with us. But I'm looking forward to that. So hour number one, 45 minutes of hour number one, will be our medical doctors. And the second hour, or the remainder of the broadcast, will be just me at 5-Minute University teaching lessons. So I have several lessons for this time slot, hour number two. And we've been talking about electricity quite a bit in the last several weeks. And we have a situation, electrical situation. It's probably similar to what some of you may have. We have several sub-panels here at our farm. So an electrical sub-panel is a panel that is connected with heavier wire from the main panel. So you have your main panel, and let's say you have a garage, a detached garage, and you have several circuits in your detached garage. Well, you'd probably have a sub-panel so that you can, instead of running separate 12-gauge wire for each circuit, you could run one heavier gauge wire, a sub-panel located in the garage, and then you could have circuit breakers in that sub-panel for each circuit. So you might have the north wall on one circuit, the south wall on another circuit, the east wall on another, the west on another, and the overhead lighting on another. I mean, that's just an example. That'd be five circuit breakers in the sub-panel. Well, we have a situation where we have a building. It's actually a barn. And I ran a heavy gauge cable, heavier than normal. And I decided to have a circuit breaker at the main panel in our house with underground wiring in conduit to the barn. And there's a sub-panel in the barn. And in that sub-panel, there are eight circuits. And I wanted to balance the load because the way current flows in the United States, we have what's called split-phase power. And what you have is three wires. And I'm going to call one of them hot black, and I'm going to call the other hot wire hot red. And that's because the wires they're identified with no coating other than the black jacket on the wire, the black insulation. And then the other one that's hot is the same black jacket, except has a red stripe. So I call one black and one red. And then there's the common, which is a wire that is sometimes uninsulated. There's bare copper with a jacket, or I'm sorry, bare aluminum usually in today's world, with a jacket around all three wires. Sometimes you have all three of them that are insulated. So the bottom line is the common or the neutral wire carries the current for both hot wires, the red and the black. So you really want to balance it out so that you don't overload the neutral. And the way I do that is I use a watt meter, a kilowatt meter, kill a watt, K-I-L-L-A-watt, to tell me what the load on each circuit breaker is when it's engaged and I've got devices running. But there's another way, and this is what I was doing this over this weekend. There is something called an alternating current, AC, volt amp meter. It measures volts and it measures amps, and it clamps on a single wire in your electrical breaker panel. So, and by the way, don't believe a word I say and don't do anything I say, unless you fully research it and make up your own mind. Working with electricity can be dangerous. And if you do, you should use just one hand. Okay, not two hands, because you don't want electricity to short across your chest if you have two hands. So if you have only one hand reaching inside the box and you happen to touch a hot metal conductor, meaning energized, you're less likely to get a shock across your chest and your heart than if you touch it with two hands. Okay? So I keep one hand at my side. I don't lean into the panel, support myself leaning into the panel with my left hand and work with my right hand. I don't do that. I just touch wires with my right hand. And then if I do touch something that's energized, the electricity will run, let's say, from the screwdriver. And if I'm touching the metal surface of the screwdriver, which is crazy, I wouldn't do that. But if it happened, it would go through my right hand, through my arm, and down my right side to my right leg to the ground, which would be the floor I'm standing on. So only use one hand. And if you're going to use a screwdriver, take a piece of insulation or electrical tape and tape up that metal shaft of the screwdriver, except for, you know, the very last 1 inch of it, so that you're less likely to get shocked by that metal conductor of the screwdriver. All right. So this clamp on amp voltmeter, the one I have is old. It's got to be 40 years old, maybe 50. And it has a meter. It has a scale and a needle that moves. The new ones are digital. But I don't have one of those. I have an old one, and it works just fine. But you have to know how to read it. You have to be able to read a dial, kind of like an analog clock. You have to actually understand how the numbers on the clock, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you have to understand what they mean. And you have to understand the pointers and what they mean, like seconds, minutes, hours. All right. So there's a scale on this meter. And it is a volt scale, and there's an amp scale. And what this thing does, it has like a clothespin kind of a lever. You open it up, and you can clamp around a wire. Now, it's not a tight fit. It's a real loose fit. And what it does is it measures the current that's flowing through that wire without actually touching the conductors. Meaning it doesn't have to touch the metal part of the wire. It doesn't have to touch the aluminum. Doesn't have to touch the copper. It can sense the current flowing through the wire right even through the insulation. It's a really nice to have device if you're going to be working on electricity at your home. So in our barn, I wanted to know how much current in amps was going through each one of these circuit breakers. Now, in the barn, we have about 100 lamp holders. About 100. I'm not exaggerating. And each one of them has an LED or a 10-watt LED light bulb or a 7-watt compact fluorescent light bulb. It's a lot of light bulbs. This barn is 120 feet long and has many strips, actually six strips of lights that run the whole length, 120 feet. So I want to know how much current the strips that were wired two switches carried. So if I turn on light switch, there are four light switches. If I turn on the first one, how much current is that in amps and watts? So all I did was ask Mrs. Finelli at one end of the barn to turn on light switch number one, and I clamped this meter around that circuit breaker wire, the black wire going to the circuit breaker. And I could read on the scale how many amps. It was about 2 amps. Two. Well, next thing I wanted to know was how many volts are at that circuit. It was 125 volts. So amps times volts equals watts. So how many watts is that? I mean, we're all more familiar with watts than we are with amps, right? So all you do is you multiply the amps times the volts, and you get watts. So 2 amps times 125 volts is 250 watts. That's something I can understand. That's like the equivalent of 2.5 100-watt light bulbs. Okay, then we switched that off. I asked her to switch that off while I was at the breaker panel. And I asked her to switch on circuit number 2. I'm sorry, switch number 2. 2 amps. Oh, that's the same amount. Okay, switch that off, and switch number 3. Same thing, 2 amps. Okay, switch that off, switch number 4, 3.5 amps. Now, why is that one different? Because switch number 4 I have hooked up to 2 8-foot-long, high-output fluorescent lamps. So the 2 8-foot-long high-output fluorescent lamps draw more current than 2 strands, 100 feet, 120 feet long, of LED and compact fluorescents. That was interesting to know. Almost twice as much current. So now I know that if I add it all up, how many watts that entire lighting string with all the lights powered up take. And it was well under the maximum amount of 1,800 watts. Because if you have 12-gauge wire, and if you buy Romex and it comes with a yellow jacket, a yellow plastic jacket on it, it's going to be 12-gauge wire. There'll be a black wire, a white wire, and a bare copper wire for the ground. That will carry 20 amperes. 20 amperes. At 120 volts, let's say, that's 2,400 watts. Maximum, absolute maximum current carrying capacity of that wire. Now, the longer the wire is, the more resistance, the less amperage that wire will support. But under ideal conditions, 20 amps is what it's rated. Well, in normal circumstances, like our house, your house, everybody else's, you don't want to load that more than 80%. You do not want to use more than 80% of the current carrying capacity of that wire. That means 1,800 watts is the maximum that you should draw through that wire under almost every circumstance. So ours was well less than 1,800 watts. So it worked out really well. But I wanted to know. Now, how does that affect the other circuits? Well, I need to know how much each one of those gets loaded as well. I'll tell you more when we come back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, we're teaching a little class about electricity, household electricity today. And this clamp on amp meter and voltmeter is a really wonderful tool. I've had it for decades. And the one I have, if you want to see what it looks like, class, it was made by the Radio Shack people. They're out of business, right? It's called Micronta, M-I-C-R-O-N-T-A, M-I-C-R-O-N-T-A. And it's a AC voltmeter and AC clamp-on amp meter. Now, the clamp size, you just push this little lever, and it opens up the clamp, kind of like a clothespin. Except the size of the clamp, if you were to take your thumb and your forefinger and make a circle with it, that's how big the clamp is. So it'll fit over a number of wire sizes easily. So really, you don't have to cut the insulation. You don't have to touch the bare wires. It senses the current, the amperes, through the wire insulation. It was really nice. And then it has two test leads that come with it, a red and a black. And that's where you put the test leads. You put the test leads into the meter, and you can read the scale for voltage. So it will tell you the volt. Now, it will not tell you the volts without a direct contact to the both sides of the AC, meaning the common and the red or the common and the black. Right? But it will tell you the current through the wire. And if you plug those test leads into a receptacle, it'll tell you the volts there as well. And what's nice is it has another little feature. And by the way, these are vintage. You're not going to be able to buy a new one of these because Radio Shack is out of business. But I saw a bunch of them for sale. Exactly the one I have is for sale. So if you type in, go to eBay and you type in vintage space Micronta clamp amp meter, C-L-A-M-P space amp A-M-P space meter, you'll find it. It's about $25 with shipping. It comes with an adapter, and you can plug in, let's say, a lamp. You plug this device into the wall outlet. You plug your lamp into it, and then there's two loops embedded in plastic. And you clamp your amp meter through either one of these loops. It's either 1X or 10X, meaning it'll multiply times 10 the current or times 1. And then you can read how much current your device is drawing through that adapter. It's really, really neat. So I've had mine for a very long time. I keep it protected in my toolbox drawer for electrical test equipment. And it has a needle. And if you don't drop it, it'll last a long time. Now, you don't have to get that kind. You can get a digital one, but the digital ones require 2 dry cells. And the new ones are made in China, and I don't think they're going to last as long. And I doubt they would last the decades that I've had this analog-type meter. But the analog one, you have to set a knob to whether it's going to be 6 amps maximum or 15 amps or 60 amps or 150 amps or 300. You have to roughly know what you're going to be sending through the meter. And if you don't know, you start at 300 amps, you go, well, it's not reading anything, let's try 150, nah, it's not reading anything. Bring it down to 60, nah, it's not reading anything. 15, oh, now it's starting to read. So, I mean, you can start high and then work low, and that'll protect the meter. What a great tool. So, amps times volts equals watts. And I think you're going to need to know more and more of these kinds of things going forward. So if you want to know how many watts your coffee maker uses or your bread machine or your KitchenAid mixer or whatever it is, if you want to know, this will tell you. But you'll have to do a little bit of arithmetic, you know, simple pencil and paper arithmetic, amps times volts equals watts. What a great way to go. And I have the kilowatt meter, which is real fast. If I have a receptacle, I'm going to plug into it. But if I don't have a receptacle that I'm measuring, and I want to measure the current at the breaker panel, this is the way to go. So just a thought. I spent a lot of time, half of the 1 hour class on this one tool. But I think you really ought to consider it if you're going to do some household wiring and if you want to know where your electricity goes. This is another way to determine that. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called for the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterparts to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors' logs from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top-secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and his Washington, D.C. office. Wildcard weekend in the NFL wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, just me. And lessons from 5 Minute University. And one of the things that I'd like to share with you is that during my life, I was born in the 1950s, people communicated a little bit more completely than they do now. They wanted to express a complete thought. People would write letters to each other. And they'd put a stamp on the envelope, mail the letter, and 3 or 4 days later, the letter would get there. And because it took time for that letter to get there, and it would take time for a reply, people spoke in complete sentences, or they wrote in complete sentences, and they tried to make their thoughts complete. so that when a person read that letter, it wouldn't be, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. The letter would start out with, "Dear so-and-so." And it would end, maybe, "Thank you, sincerely," or "Yours truly." And then the sender's name. That was protocol. Complete thoughts, complete sentences, well thought out. Make yourself clear. That's what I was taught in school. I was taught to write clearly, concisely, accurately, to the point. Prevent ambiguity. Well, the music of the 1950s and the 1960s was just like that too. Complete thoughts. Harmony. Clarity. Melody. Beat. It was all there. And I'm going to prove it to you. And then I want you to think about, can you understand what this person's saying? Now, then I'll tell you who it is. This is not to play music to waste time. This is to show you that we have fallen in our ability to communicate, or in our desire to be able to communicate. And I believe it is big tech that did this to us. Because you can just type with your thumbs a few words, and you can say, IDK. I don't know. Instead of, I don't know the answer to that. Okay. So, just, we are speaking in cryptic terms. And frankly, some people, like me, don't understand the message. And I'm going to tell you what the message was. I received an email. I'm going to tell you what the message was. I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to ask you, what does this mean? Because there could be several meanings, and I don't know what the exact meaning is. But what I'd like to do is play something from a guy who, probably the original version of this was 1961. That'd be, what, 62 years ago? Let me know what you think, and I'll tell you his name.
Shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said the roof is leaking, rain's falling on my head. Oh yeah. I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed. Oh Lord, that's what I said. Hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Okay, so who was that? That was Dion DiMucci. Dion, D-I-O-N, last name DiMucci. Big D, little I, big M, little Ucci. Dion DiMucci, 1961, also 1963. And so you can understand the words, right? 62 years ago. I got an email from a guy named Terry Hubert. And Terry Hubert listens to USA Prepares. And he must like us because he sends me emails every once in a while. And here's the subject line of this email. Cleaning paint brushes. Cleaning paint brushes. And I talked about cleaning paint brushes and how I paint. And why I use Q-tips sometimes for tiny, tiny jobs. Why I use chip brushes. How I put them in the freezer. How I clean them. You know, paint brushes can cost $40, $50, and $60 a piece. So I thought that maybe I should pass on that lesson. It's in the book, 5-Minute University. It's practicing what I preach. This is how I do it. And I got an email that said, subject, cleaning paint brushes. That's the entire subject line. And then here's the entire email. The entire email. I'm not wasting my time with this. Now, there's no period at the end of the sentence. No period. There is no, there's nothing that says, Mr. Finelli, comma, or dear Mr. Finelli, comma, or Vincent, comma, or Vincent dash. There is no period at the end of his, I'm not wasting my time with this. There is no thank you. And there's no signature. I'm using this as a lesson to let you know that I don't know what that means. I really don't. I'm not wasting my time with this. Does that mean that Terry Hubert is not wasting his time listening to this? He's not wasting his time listening to USA Prepares. He's not wasting his time cleaning paintbrushes. I don't know exactly what this means. It's unclear. So, Terry, I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just saying I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. And it's incumbent upon someone who writes something to try to make it as clear and concise and as readable and as understandable as possible. Or don't send it. I don't know if you're happy with the lesson. I don't know if you're unhappy with the lesson. I don't know. So if you want to try to shape my behavior, you need to give me a little bit more information. Now, I might say, you know, I read what you said, and I'm not doing it. I mean, that's possible. I might do that. Or I might say, you know what? I think you got a great point. And I'm going to try to implement whatever your point is. But at this point, I don't know what your point is. Did I say that clear enough? Okay. So Dion was to show you that music back in 1961, 62, 63, and the 50s, you could understand the words. The words had rhymes. They were brilliant. It would be extremely difficult to say what Dion was trying to say in fewer words. He was telling his buddy that he's hip. He knows what he knows. About his girl trying to give him the slip, meaning dump him. He knows what that means. It's really clear. He's crying. Tears falling down like rain. It's really clear what Dion is trying to say. Now, if you contrast that to me driving to the big city with Mrs. Finelli, trying to learn what radio is like today, it's horrible. AM, FM radio is, for the most part, awful. The music, if you try to listen to the music, it doesn't matter whether it's what genre it is. Unless it's, you know, oldies, it's really hard to listen to. I don't understand what they're saying. I don't understand the words. The rhyming is miserable. Beyond miserable. You know, if you listen to someone trying to sing along with current music today, it's impossible. It can't be done without computerization. It needs a lot of help. Now, Dion DiMucci, when he did that, was analog. It was his voice. It was unenhanced. It was his voice with a microphone, analog microphone, vacuum tube amplifiers and preamplifiers and mixer. That was before the days of solid-state electronics. And it was crystal clear. It's extraordinary. So I just wanted to share with you that it's important that we write concisely, clearly, to the point, and think about what we're trying to say. Next lesson. So a trailer came over to our shop, and we work on all kinds of things. You know, we could probably even say we specialize in all makes and models. I mean, it's actually, I don't know if we specialize in all makes and models, but maybe we specialize in the ability to fix all makes and models. Maybe that would be more accurate. But a Ford Ranger trailer came in. Now, how is a Ford Ranger a trailer? Well, it used to be a truck. And this truck was cut in half. So the front half was probably sold for the seats and the windows and the doors and the hood and the engine and the transmission. And the rear half was converted into a trailer. So it was the frame under the truck bed, the rear axle disconnected from the drive shaft, all welded up, trailer hitch added to it so it could become a trailer. Shock absorbers were still there. This thing was a menace on the road.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So why am I teaching this lesson about this Ford pickup, a Ranger, converted to a trailer? Because a pickup truck was designed to have four wheels for stability and maneuverability. When you cut off two of those wheels and you make a trailer out of it, the front half would be a ball hitch on the front of this trailer frame, which used to be the truck frame. And a truck frame is higher off the ground than a typical trailer would be off the ground. The trailer has a different set of suspension. Typically, trailers don't have shock absorbers. But this Ford Ranger and converted pickup truck beds that use the axle that was original to the Ford, to a pickup truck, they do have shock absorbers. And here's what happened. This guy was using this to have a carry a heavy load, and he put it put a cap on the bed of this pickup truck. And then he put heavy tools, really heavy tools, on the side compartments of this cap. So now we have the pickup truck bed. Then we have a cap, a metal steel cap on top of that with a side door on each side with tools above the height of the pickup truck bed. And then in the front, he had an anvil, probably weighing 150 pounds, not mounted down, just put in a box, a metal box, and on the front of this trailer, sliding around. Right next to that, sliding around, did I say sliding around? Yeah, a plastic, partially filled gas can. And in the back, there was a propane torch rolling around on the floor, next to a cylinder, a gas cylinder, acetylene, you know, four feet tall, roughly, and all these metal tools. So all these things sliding around, rolling around, bad shocks. The shocks were worn out. This thing would wobble from left to right. It would tilt side to side to side to side. It was unstable. So our task was to fix this. So the air shocks, this thing had air shocks to increase the weight carrying capacity. That was original equipment on that Ford pickup truck. We are taking those out because the shock absorbers themselves were worn out, would not stabilize the truck from rocking from side to side. And we're going to put helper spring shock absorbers on it. That's our plan. So special order, and we're going to take care of it, and we're going to fix it. But the bottom line is there's equipment, trailers on the road that are just flat out unsafe. Absolutely unsafe. And here in Missouri, we have an expression. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. That means that you don't have to tie the load down because it's going to stay in the back of the pickup truck. That ladder's not going to fly out. You don't need to put the tailgate on the truck because, heck, whatever you put in the back of the pickup truck bed, it'll stay there without the tailgate. I mean, that's what people think. This is crazy. So if you think that the vehicles alongside you, in front of you, and in back of you with trailers, they're safe, I'm telling you, I don't think so. I really don't think so. Next lesson. So we had a situation where our son was helping a neighbor, and I mentioned that the freezer failed. The freezer failed, chest freezer, lots of food in it, stopped working because the extension cord that the freezer was plugged into, the cord, the plug of the freezer, melted with the adjoining mating female end of this orange extension cord. So our son cut the plug off the freezer because it was ruined, cut the end off the orange extension cord, which was ruined. By the way, that picture will be in the book so you can see what I'm talking about. The 5-Minute University book that's in process. And he had a flat black cord from the freezer. And he had the orange extension cord. Now, the orange extension cord was perfectly good on the plug end, but not on the receptacle end. The orange extension cord had a white wire, a black wire, and a green wire. And the freezer had just a black flat cable. How do you know which wire goes where? I'm going to tell you. If you look at a flat power cord, you will see ribs on one of the wires. Even though they're all bundled together in a flat package, one side has ribs, one rib or multiple ribs. The other side, if you look at the three wires, one side will have ribs on the insulation jacket, one rib or multiple ribs. Then there's the center wire, and then there's the other wire with no ribs. The wire with no ribs goes to the black, which is the hot of the orange extension cord. The middle wire goes to the ground, and the one with the ribs goes to the white. And that's how you do it. So, no ribs goes to black, ribs goes to white, and the middle one goes to the ground, the green wire. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.